Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mick Hess, your host for Roving with the Arts here on KSJE 90.9. Please join me every weekday starting at 9 a.m. for the chance to hear full-length, unabridged opera, ballet, symphonic, and chamber music. I'll share news of local concert events that you may be interested in attending, background information about some of the greatest musical compositions ever written. Tune in weekdays 9 to 10 a.m. and Wednesday from 9 to 10:30.
KSJE is supported by the University of Denver Graduate School of Social Work Four Corners Program. The University of Denver offers a Master's of Social Work degree in the Four Corners community. Applications for the 2024-2026 cohort is now open. Classes are taught Fridays and Saturdays in Durango. Find out more. Email janelle.doughty, D-O-U-G-H-T-Y, at du.edu or du.edu/socialwork/fourcorners. Nine minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Tuesday morning, the 23rd day of April, 2024. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, we broadcast all the time at 103.3 FM. And if you're anywhere else on the planet and want to tune in to hear what we're doing, just go to our website to listen, of course, and that is ksje.com. I also want to welcome our viewers this morning who are joining us. The video of this program is streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page and also to our YouTube channel. So welcome aboard, everyone. So glad that you are with us because our topic today is honoring high school athletes. We'll be talking with the one and only Wally D from the Wally D Sports Foundation, and he has got some great things in plan for this year, the second year that he is honoring local high school athletes. So we'll talk more about that coming up in the next few moments right here on KSJE this morning. Then, of course, it is Tuesday. We'll check in with Amber Francisco at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She'll be showing us some of the pets available for adoption this week, including the dog you see on the screen right there. That's Coconut. And we'll learn more about Coconut later on this hour right here on KSJE. Mick Hess, then, is standing by to take us roving with the arts. That is our weekday classical music program. It begins right after the news at 9:06 here on KSJE today. Don't forget, you can also subscribe for free to KSJE podcasts and maybe discover a new local program that you may have missed. They're available wherever you're probably already listening to podcasts. So check it out and maybe discover a new program. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, mornings are warming up just a bit. Sunshine, 49 degrees at the moment. We're expecting another sunny day today with a high of 75 in Farmington. 47 degrees with clear skies tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 74. Partly sunny skies on Thursday with a high of 63. 60 degrees on Friday and maybe a chance of rain developing Friday night on into Saturday with a 50% chance of showers and a high of 51 degrees on Saturday. I'll be back with my guest with more right after this on KSJE. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The most important ingredients to sustaining health and wellness are the resources and tools that help you live a vibrant and healthy life. At San Juan Regional Medical Center, the goal is to promote health by making sure those resources are available. Find the path to the best life at lifebetterhere.com. San Juan Regional Medical Center. Better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. KSJE is supported by the University of Denver Graduate School of Social Work Four Corners Program. The University of Denver offers a Master's of Social Work degree in the Four Corners community. Applications for the 2024-2026 cohort is now open. Classes are taught Fridays and Saturdays in Durango. Find out more. Email janelle.doughty, D-O-U-G-H-T-Y, at du.edu or du.edu/socialwork/fourcorners. Back at Studio A with my guest this morning, as I mentioned, from the Wally D. Sports Foundation, the one and only Wally D. is here in the studio with me today. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Great to be here.
Thank you for being here and talking about all the things that you do for student athletes. You have been covering student athletic events for multiple years.
I have. I've actually been broadcasting high school sports for 23 years.
23 years.
I've been involved in other ways before that.
Right. Long time.
Long time.
And coming up is the second annual Wally D. Sports Foundation banquet to honor some of these student athletes. And that is kind of what you're involved with right now, of kind of determining, I guess, who is going to get awarded.
Yeah, we are, and we're really excited about it. And what it is, it's open to, there's certain sports that we do. And we started out real small last year with like four boys sports and four girls sports.
Right.
And, you know, when I first did it, I was like, okay, let's cover all the sports. And then I realized, okay, let's put on a good product and then let's work our way up, you know, which this year we're adding soccer and cheerleading, dance, you know, into our repertoire for this year. But it's an opportunity for senior athletes to apply for an application, and the application goes to a voting committee, and we take the top four, and they're invited to the banquet where we honor them. And
got it.
All of them will get scholarships.
Right.
And one will get a top scholarship of $1,000, and then the other three nominees of that particular sport we'll get $250 scholarships. So 35 scholarships handed out last year.
Very good. Congratulations. And so the students from the other sports have already kind of applied or been nominated, right? And so
right.
What's left is now just the spring sports. Is that
right,
where we
just
are?
Just the spring sports is all that's left. And, of course, our applications don't go out till the end of the year. We have kids that want to fill it out now. But you know what? We need their – it is a sports award. We do, you know, we do believe in GPA. That is part of the criteria also, but
right,
it's more of an emphasis on sports to honor, you know, what they've done in the Four Corners. You know, it's like they get honored at their school, but they don't really get honored as a community. So, and this is open to all San Juan County high schools, you know, all the way down to Newcomb, Shiprock, Bloomfield, Aztec, you know, our Farmington schools and everything.
You've got them all covered.
Got them all covered.
Right. And they're invited. All of them are invited to participate.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, you know, we've it's grown from last year. We've gotten quite a few more applications. Last year was a little bit, you know, getting it out. And then I think once people, you know, came to the banquet, saw what it was, because we put on a product that was pretty amazing for the first year. And of course, we see improvements. We're going to improve this year. But,
right.
You know, I wanted something really, really special for our kids, for them to be honored at the banquet. And it's pretty cool because we mentioned the nominees and their, you know, some of their abilities or their statistics in their sport and so forth. And then we announce the winner, and they get this really cool trophy. I mean, it's a nice, nice trophy.
Nice. Very cool. And the banquet will be held in June, right?
In June, yeah. Yeah, it's always – and I really like it. We did this last year, and I thought it was a great thing. We held it on Thursday night. We only were missing out of the 32 athletes that we gave scholarships to we only were missing like three or four.
Okay.
So, you know, we weren't into the weekend and it was just a quick 2-hour banquet.
Sure.
You know, we kept things moving and so forth.
Nice. And they still got their scholarship.
Even
if they couldn't be at the banquet. So that's how that works, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I had a couple that were some of our top winners, and we took and did a video, you know, of them.
Right.
Thinking they did a video, you know, getting their award and everything. And then we.
Exactly.
Know, had it at the banquet.
Very good. We do have a video of the winners from last year, I think, to kind of share this morning as we talk a little bit about that. But this is all kind of your idea, I guess, to even do more to honor these student athletes and to set up this foundation, which I think anyone who has ever set up a foundation knows that's not an easy thing to do. but you did it, and that's what you're using it for, is to raise money to turn back around to give out to these student athletes, basically, right?
Right, exactly. We are a nonprofit organization. I do have a committee. And it is something that I created over my mind. It took several years because, you know, I go through my mind, I want this way, and I want this way, and I didn't want it to be political. You know, I wanted it to be, you know, a vote that was what they saw in the kid, you know, mm-hmm. not something that, you know, where, you know, maybe one of my committee members, they have a friend that went to a certain school, which they don't have a say so in it, you
right.
know, so it's a, you know, it's really looking at the application and so that we can get a true winner.
Gotcha. Very cool. Well, let's take a look at some of the athletes from last year. With the video that you produced, is this aired at the banquet too?
Actually, this is new.
Oh, this is
this
new.
Is for this year, actually.
Oh, should I not?
Oh,
be playing?
No, you're fine. Oh, okay. Oh, this video. Okay.
I borrowed it from your Facebook page.
Okay. It's, yeah, okay, that's right. You're good.
Okay.
Good.
So this is from last year.
This is from last year.
The winners from last year.
Yeah, these are winners from last year. You had basketball, male and female athletes, softball and baseball.
And we can see the trophy that you're talking about, which is pretty substantial.
Right. And then we have we also had sportsmanship of the year. We also honor a coach.
Mm-hmm.
We also take and have a team of the year.
Okay.
And we donate $1,000 to that team's program.
Nice.
And then we also have a male and female athlete of the year. So not only do we have students that get win their top, like, for instance, we had a player that won, you know, he won the football player of the year.
Right.
So he got $1,000 scholarship.
Right.
He won male athlete of the year. He got $1,500 on top of that.
Okay.
And then a surprise to me, we have the orthopedic associates comeback player of the year.
Oh.
And these are players that you know, had something traumatic happen as far as an injury, and they came back and played. And the athlete of the year and football player of the year also won that, able to come back from a couple of knee surgeries and wasn't even supposed to play his senior year, and brought his team to the state championship game and won it. So,
you know, that
was a given.
Right. Very cool. And so all of these folks, they are applying then, and then the committee, there's a committee that determines if they should be considered for the scholarship. Is that kind of how it works?
Yeah, so we get the applications and they go before the voting committee, and, you know, they rank them depending on how many, you know, and they're independently done by each individual,
mm-hmm.
and they send me back their rank, you know, whether it's 1 through 10 or 1 through 15, 1 through, sometimes, you know, with the newer sports, we only get like 5 or 6 applicants right now. And so they rank them, and then I take all those and compile them, and we come up with a winner that way, whoever has the lowest number in the votes. And it's worked really well. It
mm-hmm.
really has.
Nice. And these are folks that are volunteering to do this with you and serve on the board, I guess, or how does that work?
Well, it's, you know, I have people across the country that vote. If we don't get a certain number of applicants, then the executive committee will do the voting.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's just a great way to, you know, like I said, I've thought everything through trying to make it real simple. And everybody is volunteer. Everything that people donate to the program, which also is a nonprofit organization, so it's a tax write-off.
Right.
But all of our committee members, there's no one that takes anything out of the committee, out of the program. It all goes back into the kids. It goes back to scholarships. It goes back to the banquet that we put on.
Right. And you mentioned the banquet, which is where you give out these awards and honor the students and some coaches and some teams, right?
Things
along that line.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of how all that works. And I wanted to ask you, too, a little bit about just student athletes in general and student athletics, because of your longstanding career of covering sports and talking to these student athletes. And a lot of times there's kind of a story behind the story, which is what I think you have uncovered many times, mm-hmm. and learn more about some of these students and what they've gone through and how they've gotten to be as successful as they are, and it's got to be amazing to discover that every year.
Yeah, it is. And you know, I you mentioned that too. I think one of the neatest stories that happened last year was our sportsmanship award. And that's actually something that I choose personally because I'm around kids, I talk to coaches, and so, you know, I'm kind of make a list and I start kind of checking out these kids and stuff like that, just being around it. And last year, I was at the softball tournament and it just really touched my heart about a young lady that played on the PA Dravista softball team, and she was a senior, and she played her whole career as the courtesy runner. And to me, that's a lot of dedication, and that's just, you know, team spirit, sticking with your team. And
now, what does that mean? What does being a courtesy runner mean?
It means that all she did was come in, like, she courtesy runs for the pitcher.
Okay.
They always have a courtesy.
I still don't know what that means. But okay.
It means so the pitcher gets on base.
Yeah.
And so she'll take her place on base.
I gotcha. Okay. Thank you.
Pinch
okay.
runner. You're gotcha. Probably baseball you. Pinch runner.
Well, I'm, yeah, maybe, but you're giving me a lot of credit. And okay. So, but thank you.
So that's all she did.
She did that. Right.
She, you know, she didn't bat. She didn't play in the field.
Okay.
She was a courtesy runner. And you know, and to.
I never had one. So see, that's maybe what I needed for my baseball career. Why I never went
anywhere.
Yeah. It's
a good purpose, but
yeah,
but it was just her commitment to that, that really touched me. And that she never, you know, that she never would give up, and she wanted to be a part of that team. And, you know, to me, that's what sportsmanship is being a team player and doing whatever your team needs you to do.
Whatever it takes. Right. Very true.
And so when I sent out my letters, we only had one candidate and that's it. She had no idea. I just said, come to the banquet, you know, you're going to get a scholarship is basically it.
Okay.
And you know, and I heard this story later from her dad. About how that, you know, she's sitting there, the softball awards go by, and she looks at her mom and says, why am I here?
She didn't get named, right? She didn't get mentioned.
And then so all of a sudden, and our sportsmanship is called the Clay Payne Sportsmanship Award, and it's named after a player at Bloomfield. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so then all of a sudden her name's called, and it was just a total surprise.
Nice.
To her. You know, so
very cool.
So it was just a neat story, you know, surprising
a
young student like that, and
right,
and you know, and just helping her with her college.
Sure, and I think a lot of students like that, a lot of athletes like that, just kind of wonder, you know, they're just happy to be on the team. They want to contribute. They want to just, you know, be part of something, and then to be recognized maybe for those efforts is what makes it special.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, because you just don't get a lot of accolades, and so that's what we look for. You know, that's what I look for in, you know, my sportsmanship award.
Right. Right. You mentioned about players that are, you know, being part of the team and doing whatever is necessary. And some might say that's what you do, Wally D, when you go to Albuquerque and cover state tournaments and do play-by-play on some of these games around the county. And the schedule can be pretty grueling at times. I mean, you have some pretty long days, I think.
Yeah, well, this last, you know, it's pretty amazing, too. This last basketball season, we had three teams that won a state tournament.
Right.
And, you know,
there's only one of you, at least as far as I know.
Yeah. And it was like four games a day, you know, and of course, I did have Emmett came down and helped me, and so did Bruce Hatch the first day. And that really helps, you know, it helps save your voice because I've
sure.
done it many times where I haven't had people, and you do, you know, you get hoarse by the end of the tournament. And so they really helped me out. But mentioning that, it's pretty amazing this year, you know, that we have four teams right now, depending on what happens with baseball and softball,
right.
But four teams that won state tournaments. You know, we've got Navajo Prep boys and girls basketball, Kirtland Central girls basketball, and then we also have Bloomfield wrestling, and right now they're in the team of the year.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to be a hard decision, and so are the four coaches of those teams as the coach of the year.
Right.
And you know, to me, it makes the award really special this year because it's tough competition. You know, I wish I could give one to all of them, but we've just got to choose one.
Yeah. good luck with that. Good luck with that. But you do have some help from folks to be able to do that. I want to show the image of some of the folks that are on your board of directors and some of the members of the Sports Foundation. They, I'm sure, are not shy about telling you what they think, maybe, about some of these awards.
You know what? I have a lot of great input from them. My executive committee is absolutely amazing. John Beckstead, just a big part of it. Dan Ford has always been one of my best friends for a long, long time. And New Mexico football historian. He's well into sports and just been great about writing our bylaws and just knows all that kind of stuff and has really helped me along the way get through this. And then Betty Souther, just an amazing person. And then, of course, Richard Rublin. And then all the other people. I mean, I they're just people that are part of the community and love to do things for the community. And we've even added a few more people since then. Of course,
nice.
I need it.
right. But that's good. And other sponsors, of course, too, that sponsor the foundation and then give you the money, I guess, right, turn back around in these scholarships.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we have to, I think last year I raised $25,000 in a couple of months. This year, with adding the more sports and everything, we have to raise an additional $15,000 to cover what we're doing this year. So we are fundraising right now.
Okay, too. Okay.
So anybody out there listening can help us out.
Good. They'll get a mention at the banquet, I'm sure.
Right.
If they are a contributor. And again, you are a 401k nonprofit.
Right, exactly.
So there are some benefits to donating to a nonprofit like that.
There definitely is.
Good.
And of course, they can contact me at WallyD@WallyDFoundation.org, if they have any questions or want to donate. And eventually we'll have it on our website. Our website's in the process of being built and everything. And I'll be excited to have all that up because it'll have an easy way for kids to go fill out their application and so forth. It'll just make life so much easier.
Yeah, I bet. For sure. Very true. And I wanted to ask you, too, a little bit about just the habit, the job of going out and covering these games, whether it's fall or winter or spring, and the job that you do. I mean, you work for another radio station group in the community, and you broadcast on radio, but there's streaming, and then there's video. I mean, you've added other things to the basic play-by-play of broadcasting, and that's been pretty good as well. The folks can actually see more about the story and see the athletes and the coaches.
Right. Well, with a company that I'm working for now, they built a website that now I'm able to write stories, just a little short stories, nothing, real long, just to kind of highlight our student athletes. We are trying to do more and more broadcasts, radio and online. And the video we're working on still. That's kind of a new thing. And I think that, you got to go there. It's still, I think with anything, anybody else dealing with it, there's still a lot of improvements that need to be, but I think it'll get there.
Right. Well, yeah. Case in point, right? but yeah. But you're right. I think that it's a little bit more to do it, but I think the audiences are there, though. Don't you see that as well?
When you do
extra segments and things that people search them out and share them?
Yeah, they definitely do. And it's something that's growing, I think this year I really enjoyed, as you mentioned, going to the state basketball tournament, but being able to cover, the games a little bit with just little stories, mm-hmm. making it feel a little bit more personable to people, and telling them about their student athletes and what they're doing and what kind of game they had, I think is really important to our community. And then I've also had, I've got a few photographers that's come on, which really, really makes a difference too.
Right. Those images for sure.
Very true. And one of your very own here, Dean Howard.
That's right. Our professor of photography, Howard, here at Salem College.
Yeah. Does a great job. I mean, he's just an amazing photographer and has done outstanding for us.
Right. Very, very true. Take us a little bit. We just have a few minutes remaining this morning, Wally D, but when you're at the pit and in Albuquerque, right, or any of the state tournaments, what is that like? I mean, I imagine it depends on the teams, but I imagine that place can fill up pretty full and get pretty loud, and you're trying to concentrate on what you're doing. So take us a little bit to that scene and what it's like for you to be in that environment.
Well, it's definitely an adrenaline rush. I mean, as we get later in the week, the crowds get bigger and bigger, and it's just an exciting place. I mean, I've been a part of it you know, for over 25 years, actually, you know, as being an official and so forth. So I've been on the floor, you know, I've been a broadcaster. I've been up and down the, you know, the tunnel,
right,
the pit tunnel. So it's just it's an exciting feeling. And I can't imagine what those kids go through when they get there. But, you know, I think, you know, getting ready for it, it's pretty easy. You have the excitement of the crowd and you kind of feed off of that. And I think probably one of the hardest broadcasts that I did was when COVID hit. And sure, we got to be in the pit and there was no fans. That was just an eerie feeling. And it was almost like I wanted to be as quiet as a mouse because I knew the kids could hear me on the benches.
Normally they can't because the crowd is so loud.
Right. Normally, yeah, no one could hear you, you know. So,
right.
So, but no, just it's always been a great experience. It's something that I want to go every year, regardless of where I am in my life. It's just one of those things I don't ever want to miss.
Right. Well, and you have it, which
so,
is
so far,
which is a good thing. Very, very true. One final note. Folks may not know that you are a big help to the referee squad here for basketball season. And again, you were kind of the guy in charge of making sure all these games have referees, right? And that's an important thing, because if you don't have refs, you can't play.
Yeah, it is. And the important thing to me is getting, you know, there's different levels of officials and stuff like that. And it's fitting the puzzles together to try to have good officials for every game. You know, all the kids, you know, they put in 110%, and we want to try to, you know, our officials want to try to give back to them and give them the best game that they can. They have difficult games just like the kids do and everything, but you know, that's what my job is for 25 high schools, is to try to
25 high schools. I just want to make sure everyone heard that.
Yeah, 25 high schools in the Northwest region.
Yeah.
And so it's just about fitting all the puzzles together to get right combinations and so forth. And it, you know, it changes from game, and every game's different.
True. Very true. Well, I think it's a big job, and appreciate you doing that, because I know the fans aren't always so respectful of the officials that are on the court. And it's important to maybe remember to be sportsmanlike, even if you're not on the court playing, but also in the stands.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, I just real quick, I saw a cartoon actually this morning that showed a line that says people line up to complain about the officials, and over here was line up to be a ref.
Yeah.
And there was no one in that line.
Yeah, exactly. So step up, I would say, right?
Exactly.
That's a really good point. Very good point. Well, Wally D, thank you for coming in. Again, if folks would like more information or want to make a donation to the Wally D Sports Foundation in advance of the second annual Wally D Sports Banquet, how could they reach you?
Reach me at WallyD@WallyDFoundation.org.
Very good. Thanks, sir.
That's simple.
That is simple. Very good. Good to see you.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate
Congratulations,
you.
And good luck with the banquet.
You're going to be there too, right?
Well, all right. If you get me an invitation, I guess I'll be there. Sure,
right.
In June. You bet. Thank you, Wally. Good to see you.
Bye-bye.
Wally D, right here with me on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.